The Gemara tells us that when one hears the rooster, we make the bracha Hanosein Lasech Rivina. The Rav noted that the blessing recognizing the ability to distinguish between day and night parallels the theme of Havdalah after the close of the Shabbos, in which we praise Hashem who separates between the holy and the secular, Hamavdim ben Kodesh l'chol, ben Or l'choshech, ben Light and Darkness, ben Sol l'amim. These blessings, or this blessing, reflect the view that the essence of the Jewish religious experience is the obligation to distinguish between the holy and the profane. This is by no means trivial gesture. We live in a world of much obfuscation, where there is often confusion between victim and oppressor, between those who pursue peace and those who pursue war, between truth and prevarication, between genuine speech and mere rhetoric. And this ability to distinguish, to be mavdil, is the essence of the religious experience. According to the Rambam, the first bracha is Hanosin Lasech Rivina. In Minig Ashkenaz, the next three blessings are Shelo Asani Goy, Shelo Asani Eved, Shelo Asani Isa. This note of the Rav continues the theme of Havdalah. These three blessings are formulated in the negative rather than in the positive, for as it relates to Havdalah, the negative is far more important than the positive. We make separations by stating not merely who we are, but more significantly who we are not. The first two note the distinction between the Kedusha of Yisrael and that of a Gentile or a Ever Knani. The third relates to inherent distinctions in the existential makeup of men and women, not their respective Kedusha. A woman is endowed with the complete Kedushas Yisrael. As relates to the intensity of that spiritual endowment, there is no distinction between men and women. When God spoke to the Jewish people at Sinai, his words were directed at women and men alike. But each one has their own existential role. And therefore, these brachos at the beginning of the Birkas HaShachar determine this concept of Havdalah, which is essential as we begin our day, each day, in fulfilling our religious obligations and forming a religious Weltanschauung.